AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
0141-951-1025. It's time to talk football. It's Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Good evening and welcome to Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Russell Martin's Rangers reign starts with a 2-0 win over Panathinaikos as Finlay Curtis and JD Gassama get on the score sheet. Motherwell and Partick Thistle get wins in the Premier Sports Cup as Kilmarnock slip up and Celtic legend John Fallon dies aged 84. I'm Andrew McLean. Joining me in the studio tonight is Scott Allen, and I'm sure there's plenty of calls that we'll get on last night's game. It wasn't short of action, was it?
It wasn't. Listen, we sat here last week, we spoke about would the pre-season be enough for Rangers coming into this tie against Panathinaikos. No getting away, the first half wasn't perfect, a lot of teething problems obviously, but second half a fantastic performance for Rangers, obviously getting the two goals and with that clean sheet to go away to the second leg with. So lots of positives and lots of talking points, and really looking forward to getting into it tonight.
Yeah, there's not many games you can reflect on and say that Rangers maybe could have lost 3-0 or been 3-0 behind, but by the same token could have 1-3-0 as well, with the way the game ended up.
Yeah, it was literally a game of two halves. I know that's one of the phrases we hear in football a lot of the time, but second half there's lots of positives to take. Obviously Gassama coming on, making a real impact. Finlay Curtis second half showing that he's got that bit of steel needed to be a Rangers player, coming on, making the difference, scoring a really good goal. So lots of positives for Russell Martin in this, and the Rangers fans looking into next week.
Yeah, let's hear from your Rangers fans. Simple questions for you: what did you make of the game? What did you like? What did you maybe not like about the performance? Who impressed you? Who maybe didn't impress you across that 90 minutes last night? We have a lot to get through, so make sure to get your calls in now. 0141 951 1025. Shall we start by hearing from Russell Martin and his opinions on the game, and then we'll go straight to the phones, because I think it will be a busy night. Russell Martin, reflecting on the game, believes Rangers will be better in the return game against Panathinaikos next week.
Well, I'm very happy that we won, and I think we'll be much better for it. So we had a few moments, tough moments early on the first start, after a good start actually, and then a few sticky moments because we're playing against a really good team, with good players, good coach. But I was really proud and really pleased with the players, the way they got through it, and also with the crowd, the way they stuck with the team for a few difficult moments was incredible. So I think as a group, we'll be much better for tonight. I have so much gratitude for the crowd tonight. They were incredible, and we're going to need them. They're the most important people at the football club. And hopefully tonight they leave with a feeling of actually this could be the start of something exciting for them and for us.
Yeah, we'll get on to the second half and the positives. Just to go in chronological order, I think it is understandable when a new manager comes in and wants to change the style so drastically that there will be teething problems, and those were evident in the first half. Rangers really did have Jack Butland to thank, didn't they, for keeping it at 0-0?
Yeah, they did, and I think along the way you got to expect your goalkeeper to have to come out with some big saves, and he certainly did that. I think looking at it from the football point of view, obviously a full back line, all right footed, I think that will be something. If it was to stay the same come the second left that Panathinaikos would look at to try and hurt Rangers, I felt Max Ahrens had a night it maybe didn't go to plan. I felt even coming in the pitch didn't look as confident as you would like, but I can understand playing at that opposite side it has its difficulties. I think Rangers, in terms of playing them there, would be, I think it was plain to see what Russell Martin is wanting. He's wanting to come in the pitch and then out the other side, which you then see in the second half, and the positives that can show you if done correctly. But there was a bit of nervousness there in the first half, and you can understand that. Obviously coming to Ibrox, a big pressure game, new manager, some new players, system change, but they got through it, and that is the main thing. Rangers came away with two goals, not conceding as well. So for me, I think you've got to look at the positives. Yes, the manager and the coaching staff will look at the teething problems that we spoke about come first half, but next week I think you'll see a different sort of performance. I think there'll be times where they'll have to dig in to a player, they'll have to defend for Rangers to come away with a result. But I think Rangers are in the driving seat, and I think Russell Martin and the players will come away with huge confidence and think they can go there and get a result.
Yeah, those ideas started to show in big moments for young Finlay Curtis, and then JD Gassama just 3 minutes into his debut.
Yeah, Gassama obviously coming on. I think next week you maybe swap Dill with Gassama or someone with pace, because there's going to be periods in the game we're going to be asked to defend, and with counter-attack you have to have speed. I think looking at Dill again, I thought he was very ineffective in the game. I think that pace was the one thing that showed a real weakness in the Panathinaikos side. Rangers positives in that second half looked that they were coming down the wide areas of Panathinaikos. I felt Dill just in that system. I think Gassama will offer a lot more, and it'll be interesting to see what the Rangers fans think of that. I think Curtis, when he is direct, when given the ball in space, he looks like he's going to go and hurt the defence, because he's physically there, and he's got that directness that you need, especially playing that system. So we've seen that in spades in the last 25-30 minutes, what that speed and attack can offer. So I think Dill will drop out. I think maybe Naylor will drop out. Obviously Asgard still to come in. We don't know what his fitness is going to be like, but speed kills, especially at that level, and it certainly proved that come the latter part of the game.
Well, Rangers fans, let us know what you think. 0141 951 1025. William is in Stevenston. William, what stood out to you last night from that performance?
Yeah, hello Andrew and Scott.
How are you doing, William?
It was a bit of hear 'em, scare 'em at the start. It's never going to be perfect, right? But the second half, we totally controlled it. The four plus points for me was buttoned. Yep. If he can play that whole season, we've got him back, that's good. Rothwell looks, I did highlight that in one of my previous calls, he's a classy operator. He did get Leeds promoted. He was probably their best midfielder. And the two young boys, Curtis and Gassama, they were excellent when they come on, right? I thought we controlled the second half. Panathinaikos never had quality like that coming off the bench. We'd let Ignaman, Dessers and Gassama, they never had that quality. So we totally changed the whole game. And the thing is, Curtis got the man sent off, you know what I mean? So he done his job, and I just thought we controlled the whole second half. It could have been more. The Wolves conceded. There was a wee bit of hearing scare him at the start, but we just definitely deserved the victory. What do you think, guys?
Yeah, if we go through those points that William was making, first of all, Jack Butland faced a lot of criticism last season, was even taken out the team because of his form. Liam Kelly was playing ahead of him, a lot of question marks about how he would fit into Russell Martin's system, but certainly showed up last night when he was needed.
Yeah, and I think it's probably due to the Rangers fans a performance like that, and when called upon, he came up with some big moments last night. In terms of Finlay Curtis, yes, like I said, he was very direct. That's where he gets a goal from, and that's where he gets a guy sent off, just attacking that space. But at the same time, the Rangers management and the coaching staff will see things that they need to fix. For me, big talking point is obviously the full back four all been right footed. I think naturally you would want a left sided player in there, whether it's at centre back or whether it's at left back, because it does give you a different option when you are playing out, and I think that would be maybe something that Panathinaikos would target come next week. But all in all, a real positive performance for Rangers, especially that second half, and especially coming through the difficult moments in that first half.
Yeah, William, you highlighted Joe Rothwell there. What was it about his performance that stood out that maybe has you excited about what he could offer Rangers going forward?
Yeah, he was just, I did highlight, he did play with Leeds and they got them promoted, right? But he was just you could just tell he's a classy operator. He gets about the pitch. He's like, I know it's like, a more energetic Stephen Davis. You know, Stephen Davis is very good what he done, but this man can get about the pitch. He can get that splitting pass where he was trying last night. He was just for his first game in a Champions League match, he just totally controlled it. What do you think, guys?
Yeah, I felt he was very assured. I thought it was a fantastic performance from Rothwell. I don't think anything was fantastic, but in terms of how he played the game, he allowed others to go and attack. He looked like a real composed customer in the midfield, something that I felt Rangers were needing. Obviously, you look at Raskin, I felt second half we seen the best of Raskin. He obviously got about, he was closing guys down, he looked to create, obviously had the hand in the second goal as well. But Rothwell, I think, can be really happy with his debut in a Rangers shirt.
Yeah, debuts don't get much better for players than for JD Gassama, do they, William? 3 minutes onto the pitch and scoring a big goal like that.
No, absolutely, and absolutely brilliant. Well, we've bought guys, right, in my opinion, for the hardest league in the world. See that championship in England, it's battled hard, and I don't think anybody can say that's not the hardest league in the world to win. No, I mean, these guys have done it in this league, and you've got 46 cup finals in that league, and it's very, very difficult to come out of it. And these guys, and that guy Kasama, he scores goals, he's assisting. Rothwell is good in it. Your man Asgard is still to come in, but we've not seen him yet. I think after the first performance, it wasn't it brilliant, but it was definitely encouraging. You know, I mean, beating Panathinaikos 2-0, and I think we'll go over there. We always beat teams of green and white anyway, so it doesn't really matter, so we'll be okay over there, I think.
I heard Russell Martin after the game talking about JD Gassama and described him as a specialist in his position. You maybe feel he doesn't have that all over the pitch yet, if he's not been able to add in certain positions, but was that maybe quite obvious last night that he seemed to just go in, and I know he was up against 10 men when he came onto the pitch, but he seemed to go into that position and just slot in, you know, quite effortlessly for a guy that's not really trained too much with the rest of the team so far.
Yeah, listen, I think when you have that sort of pace and you're, as we've seen for his goal, that Rangers obviously playing down one side, coming out and then giving him that space to drive into, it looks like that's his bread and butter. Obviously, with different teams and different systems, that might not be the case. You might need to work it to try and find him the space, but for coming on, obviously, them being spaces on the party attack, that he was very direct and he finished, what a finish at the same time. So when we speak about debuts between him and Rothwell, there'll be a lot of confidence taken by that, and for me, I think he'll come into the starting team come next week.
Well, thank you to William. Let's speak to Gareth in Paisley. Gareth, what did you take away from that game yesterday?
I was at the game, and I think the first half was pretty flat, and it seemed to be that I think the players seemed to like just keep on kicking the ball back to like defence and wee bit nervous in the first half. But like, absolutely brilliant game. Finlay Curtis was absolutely outstanding. He got a few balls. Like, at first, I think a lot of the fans were thinking he was out of his depth, but I think he was absolutely brilliant on the night. Jack Butland kept us in the game. 2-0 going across to Greece is a really good scoreline. I was really pleased with the game, to be honest, over the 90 minutes.
Yeah, on Finlay Curtis, Scott, Russell Martin talked about him and said athletically he looks really good. Was one thing that really showed last night was mentality, because in the early stages of the game, things maybe weren't going for him, which is understandable. He's an 18-year-old that's making his just second start for the club and in a big game, but he kept on at it and then ended up providing two big moments, a goal and then that touch and turn to ended up getting a player sent off.
Yeah, I think from a manager's point of view, I think the fact that he did have moments in the first half that were ropey, to say the least. I think he comes in at half time, he gets out second half a different animal. We've certainly seen that in him in terms of that physicality, that directness. So he showed that he didn't go under the biggest moments. I think first and foremost, obviously, I've seen a young Scottish player come into the Rangers team and start on such a big occasion is a good thing for club and for the country and for other young players at the academy looking to get into the first team and make an impact. He certainly showed that the second half and on the biggest stage for Rangers.
Yeah, there were positives, as you mentioned there, Gareth. Were there any sort of negatives? There was a lot of talk in the build-up about Kieran Dowell and Danilo. Did they do enough for you last night?
I think Danilo was a bit unfortunate, I think, because he wasn't really getting service in from any crosses or anything like that, which I noticed on the night. But, I mean, Kieran Dowell done really well, considering he's not played for Rangers for a while now. So, but, yeah, he done okay. I think everybody done okay on the night, actually, to be honest.
It's sort of tough to judge the impact of when they came off, because it almost coincided with Panathinaikos going down to 10 men, so it's not really a fair assessment based on what they did and what the players did afterwards. Do you feel there was a different dimension to Rangers once Danilo and Kieran Dowell went off and there was a different, a fresh front three on the pitch?
Listen, I think if Danilo stays on the pitch and you obviously add Gassama and that real threat that Rangers showed, probably the last 20-25 minutes of the game, getting down the sides of Panathinaikos. Yes, obviously a man down, but I feel like he'd might have got a chance, he might have taken it. For me, I just feel, in terms of what I'm assuming Russell Martin wants to see from his wide of the three players, I would assume he wants pace on both sides, and I don't think Dill offers that same profile of player in terms of getting down the sides of teams, really hurting them, being really direct. He looks to come in and play, which is at times you're going to need that as well. But I think at that level, as I say, pace kills, and that's what Gassama brought when he came on, and I think he'll be one that comes into the starting team come next week.
Do you think there will be many changes next week, Gareth, just based on, you know, what you saw last night and then the timelines of players maybe getting a bit fitter, the likes of Dessers and Igaman potentially, Asgard as well?
I think there'll be changes. I think Kieran Dowell might not start. I think that is it. Castleman, he possibly will start. I mean, to get a goal in Finlay Curtis as well, I think he needs to keep his place going over there.
Yeah, well, let's hear a bit more from Russell Martin, shall we, speaking about Finlay Curtis. He was full of praise for the 18-year-old, who of course scored in the game last night.
I think Finlay embodied us, really. First half, he was a bit tense. He was receiving too many balls in positions we don't want him to, really. But he's so willing. He has such brilliant character and mentality, and it reflected the rest of the group as well. They got through that. Well, I hope it's the start of something. I think, you know, he's just had words of wisdom from Sir Alex there. I don't think you can ask for any more than that. And he has to keep his feet on the ground. So it has to just be the start. Yeah, he keeps improving and keeps wanting to improve, because that's the best bit about him, is his attitude and his willingness to learn.
Yeah, Finlay Curtis, I heard him speak after the game, and he was saying that, you know, he was struggling to sleep the night before because he knew he was starting the game, that his mum was coming through and telling him that he had to get his head down and get some rest. He then plays, scores, and has Sir Alex Ferguson after the game coming up and congratulating him. Quite a 24 hours for him.
Yeah, fantastic 24 hours for him. I think that's quite telling, that point, in terms of the nervousness, what does go into a young player's mind when they're obviously playing a game with that level at a club like Rangers, with the pressure that comes with it. You can maybe legislate for that bit of nervousness early on in the game, and then you start to settle, and then come second half you see the best of that dynamic athletic player that Russell Martin speaks about. I think that for me, looking at how Rangers were playing, they were obviously, when it comes in infield, back out, they obviously attract the pressure, then they try and work it back out the other side to get the one-on-one situations, which we did see, and they obviously paid dividends for Rangers come the second half. But at the same time, there was a lot of pressure on the back five, goalkeeper included, to play out and play through that pressure that Panathinaikos put on them.
Gareth, where are your confidence levels with that scoreline going into the game in Athens next week? Are you pretty confident Rangers can do it?
Yeah, I think if we get an early goal, they're out. I don't think they'll come back from that. So we need to just keep it tight and try and keep it tight, but as well as show that we can maybe go and get a goal, and then that'll just secure the tie, I think.
Well, thank you to Gareth, Rangers fans. If you want to add to that, 01419511025. You may be a Celtic fan out there that wants to share any thoughts or memories on the sad passing of Lisbon Lion John Fallon, or maybe you were at a Premier Sports Cup game last night and you want to reflect on how your team did. 01419511025. But we're going to play this first.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Yeah, this is the final week of the Summer League. We're back to the two-hour format next week. And during the summer, you've played four and won four. So this is your final opportunity to keep that 100% record going. How are you feeling? Confident? Can you do it?
I feel like a wee bit of pressure now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Have I piled that pressure on you?
A wee bit, yeah. You want it 5 out of 5, don't you?
I'm going to put that call to arms out there. If you think you can spoil it for Scott Allen, you can ruin his whole summer here by giving him his first defeat, call 01419511025 now, and you could be up next.
Number one for football in Glasgow and the West. 01419511025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Scott Allen here with me, Andrew McLean, on tonight's Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Still looking for your thoughts on Rangers 2-0 win over Panathinaikos last night. So if you want to give us a call, 01419511025. But let's play Beat the Pundit first.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Scott Allen might be distracted. You might have caught this on the live stream if you were watching during one of the calls in the first part of the show, that he took a sip of his coffee and then almost spat it across the whole desk because, what was it, the milk was off?
Milk was off.
In the fridge.
Do you want to know the worst thing about it? I swallowed the first one and then put it back and then drank it again as if I forgot. So a day off.
Your face was... Someone will have screenshotted that and will have sent it into us by the end of the show. What's even better for me is that I'd also made a coffee, was sitting on the desk, hadn't taken a sip of it yet, and producer Jay has come through and taken them both away. So fantastic. I've been spared. You were the casualty in all that.
And he'll be the guy that gets the screenshot.
That is true, actually. He'll be on that case right now. Right, let's see how you get on at Beat the Pundit. Callum is in Airdrie. How do you fancy your chances against Scott Allen?
Aye, good.
There we go. I like it. Short and sweet. Fancies. Have you played before?
No, first time, mate.
What's made you try tonight?
Don't know. Just feeling lucky one of these days.
I like it. Feeling lucky. Right, we'll put some Greatest Hits radio in the ear of Scott Allen so he can't hear us. Callum, it's 30 seconds on the clock to answer as many questions as you can. Remember, you can pass as well if that helps you out. How does that sound?
Aye, that's fine. Perfect.
Let's do it. What age is Findlay Curtis?
18.
Who did Celtic beat in the 1967 European Cup semi-final?
Benfica.
Who is Scotland men's team's national cap holder, record cap holder?
Dan Fletcher.
Which club has the mascot Baxter the Bridey?
Bro.
In what year did Inverness last reach a major final?
2017.
True or false, Airdrie have a cockerel on their badge?
False.
Right, we will bring Scott Allen back in. Can you hear us?
Yep.
30 seconds on the clock for Scott Allen. Let's go. What age is Findlay Curtis?
18.
Who did Celtic beat in the 1967 European Cup semi-final?
Pass.
Who is the Scotland men's team's record cap holder?
Pass.
Which club has the mascot Baxter the Bridey?
Pass.
In what year did Inverness last reach a major final?
2015.
True or false, Airdrie have a cockerel on their badge?
False.
How many E's are in Dundee United?
Four.
Right, we will bring Callum back in. Callum, how did that go for you
today?
Better than I thought, to be honest.
I'm not sure what you thought, Callum, but we'll see how this went. Right, what age is Findlay Curtis? A good start for both of you. We've talked about him during the show. 18 years old, so it is 1-1. Who did Celtic beat in the 1967 European Cup semi-final? Callum went for Benfica. You passed on that one, Scott. The answer is Dukla Prague. So it remains 1-1. Who is Scotland men's team's record cap holder? Callum went for Darren Fletcher. You passed again, didn't you? You were doing some tiki-taka there, passing everything.
Yeah, pass.
Kenny Dalglish, 102 caps. So it remains 1-1. What club has the mascot Baxter the Bridey? Callum went for Arbroath. You passed again, didn't you?
It's not Baxter the Bridey.
Forfar.
Yeah.
Bridey's Forfar. Neither of you got it. Still 1-1.
For them as well.
In what year did Inverness last reach a major final? You went 2015. Callum didn't know it. 2023. Remember, they played Celtic in the Scottish Cup final. Remains 1-1. True or false, Airdrie have a cockerel on their badge. Callum, my screen tells me you're an Airdrie fan.
That's correct. I would on the way to the game now.
Have a look. Have you got an Airdrie top on at the moment?
No.
Oh, well, if you did, you would have looked down and you would have seen a cockerel. You said false. Oh, and yeah, so did Scott Allen. And
the answer
is true, yeah.
Wow.
And it remains 1-1, but Scott got one more question in. How many E's are in Dundee United?
It's 3, huh?
It is 3. And you said 4, so it's 1-1. A horrible game of Beat the Pundit. And it
horrible
means it's going to go to a tiebreaker. Okay, Callum, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the question out. I'm going to get Scott to write his answer down. And once he's written it down, you tell me your answer. Is that all right?
No problem.
Okay, the question is, how many games was Ange Postecoglou in charge of Celtic for? How many games was Ange Postecoglou in charge of Celtic for? So have a think, Callum, and we'll get Scott to write his answer down. Okay, Scott has written his answer down. What are you saying, Callum?
We'll go for 82.
You've gone for 82, Scott Allen. Hold your answer up. You've said 120. Speak into the mic so we can...
120.
There we go, showing up on the screen. The answer is 113. Scott Allen, only 7 out. He gets the victory.
5 out of 5. That was how hard the equation
was. Yeah, that was... It was a tough game, that one.
That was fair.
Yeah, unlucky Callum. Are Airdrie going to do better than you tonight?
I hope so.
They'll be wearing that cockerel on their chest proudly. Well, thank you to Callum. It is a 100% record for Scott Allen in the Summer League. By the way, it was Marvin Bartley was the one that kicked off this Summer League, and he said it has to be competitive. It can't just be billed as friendlies. And we've not seen him for weeks now. He's not been anywhere near the show for weeks now. He does finish with a 100% record as well. 3 wins from 3, but 5 wins from 5 for Scott Allen. That is a good
summer. Do you think
summer.
That was tough questions, right?
Aye, I think they were slightly tougher
they
than,
would all be
slightly
guesses,
tougher than
they?
Normal.
Do you not think so? Most of them?
Most of them. I suppose it depends. You know what? Roger Hanna, Andy Halliday would have had a good go at it.
I don't think Andy would have got a few.
Nah.
Maybe Roger.
Anyway, a win for Scott Allen on the tiebreaker. Right, 0141 951 1025. Rangers fans, what stood out to you from that win against Panathinaikos last night? What players did you like the look of? Who maybe didn't play so well? What did you like about Russell Martin's tactics? What did you think needs to be worked on? 0141 951 1025. Let's hear a bit more from the Rangers head coach on Jack Butland. He says that the goalkeeper made a huge impact on the game with crucial saves when the match was level.
We needed Jack a couple of times, big moments in the first half. He made a couple of brilliant saves. Yeah, I think we're asking people to judge people afresh, really. So there'll be people that have had different experiences here so far, playing in that team tonight. Kieran Dell, another one who I thought was great. He's been really impressive in pre-season. So yeah, I'm really pleased for Jack, because he's a really good goalkeeper. I think he's shown that in periods here as well. So it gives him a really good platform to build from.
Yeah, Jack Butland, do you think that it looks as if he will sort of have that number one jersey going forward? Is that an obvious sign, the fact he was picked, the fact he played well, has been praised by Russell Martin? Because there's been a lot of narrative this summer about potentially bringing in a new goalkeeper, Liam Kelly finishing the season as number one.
Yeah, well, I think it always helps when a new manager comes in. You obviously put performances like that, and that obviously gains the trust of Russell Martin. Yes, he had some poor performances last year, but it's a new season. Obviously there's a freshness now coming into Rangers, so I think Jack Butland and the manager will be delighted how pre-seasons went.
We looked at that Rangers backline. You mentioned it earlier on that there were 4 right footers, Max Ahrens, you know, general consensus, I think, that maybe didn't have the best of games last night, then 2 right footed centre backs, and then James Tavernier on the right. How much of an impact do you feel that has on the game and Rangers build up and trying to play out from the back if they don't have that balance between right footed players and left footed players?
I think if you ask any manager across football, they always want a left-sided centre back or a left back in there for natural reasons, as you're more comfortable when the ball's played out that side. If you take Max Ahrens for example, if the ball is on his left side, it's not as clean as obviously a pass he would get on his right, and naturally will come in the pitch. If they are forcing you in the pitch, then it's easier to press because in football these days, as soon as the ball goes to a wide player, that is a trigger for teams to go and press you. So yes, it wasn't your best of games, but in saying that, it's a new back four. They'll need time to adapt and settle. They can look at it and say they came away with a clean sheet, although there was some nervous moments within there. But for me, it would be an area of a concern going forward.
Colin is a Rangers fan in Cumbernauld. Colin, what did you like about last night?
Hi guys, how are you doing? Nice to speak to you.
You too.
Hello Andrew. Hello Scott.
Hello.
Yeah, obviously last night was a great result, especially the second half. But there's definitely still a lot to get worked on. The amount of times we gave the ball away in the middle of the half, the middle of the pitch, that made Butland's make the fantastic saves that he made was poor, and sort of how narrow the sort of wide backs were playing looked dodgy. But also down to 10 men, it looked easy, it looked great. But as much as I'm happy about sort of last night's results, it's not good looking forward to say, like, we can only do that against 10 men, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, how do you strike the balance between sort of praising the good bits, but as Colin says, there will still be so much work that Russell Martin feels he can do with this side, and so much development that needs to be done in terms of the players learning exactly how the system works and how to play their individual roles?
Yeah, I think we've got to give credit where credit's due. Is that Russell Martin came into the job late. The games came quick in terms of this qualifier against, out of all the teams here, one of the harder opponents that you could have drawn out the hat. New players, new system, players who you brought in who aren't fit yet. Obviously, Agyeman and Desser's been your two main strikers, not been fit, and haven't they worked with Danilo the full pre-season. So I think it hasn't been perfect in terms of the preparation, but what they delivered last night in terms of how the game went, you can't control whether a guy gets sent off. It's part of football. Rangers capitalised on that. Yes, there was hairy moments, as we've all seen last night, but they got through it, and there was some really good performances in there. We'll look at Rothwell, we'll look at Finlay Curtis, Raskin. Felt James Tavernier again was very assured. And listen, I think there's a lot of positives from it, because it's not been plain sailing in terms of the whole preparation for this game. So you've got to look at the positives.
A very different James Tavernier as well, because the fullbacks were obviously told to come inside, and you saw the positions that Raskin and Diamandé took up. They actually played a bit wider as well. But for James Tavernier, that will be a big change. You're so used to seeing him, you know, bomb down that right side for Rangers and being a creative influence in the final third. But there's a lot for him to learn and take on board, you know, changing his style of play and his positioning under Russell Martin.
Well, it depends how you look at it, Andrew. Literally, you're asking a well-experienced football player to go 15 yards inside the pitch to receive a ball. And then, from what I seen last night, it's been very structured in how Russell Martin's wanting to play. It goes into the inverted fullback, as we've seen Celtic do over the years, and then it gets fired out to your wide player to try and create 1v1s in forward areas apart. So it's not rocket science. And a player who obviously has played a lot of times for Rangers, you are taking away that maybe creative part of his game, which is bombing down the deliveries, obviously getting in at the back post. But if that's how the manager's set up and that's how he thinks is the best way for this Rangers team to go and win games, then you have to adapt.
Colin, was there anyone that, you know, individual players that stood out to you, whether it was in a good sense or a bad sense?
Obviously, Finlay Curtis. Finlay Curtis was great last night, especially the second half, and the way he took his goal, the way he went forward, the way he pressed. You can see his attitude and his willingness to do whatever he can do for the team is outstanding. Then obviously, I can never pronounce his name, but the City boy that came on,
JD Gassama.
Gassama.
Yes, I can never pronounce his name.
Go on, give it a go. Gassama.
Gassama. Yeah,
there we go.
Got there.
I do apologise. But yeah, the way he came on and his first touch, his second touch, the way he could take boys on and the way he struck the shoulder to take that finish was absolutely outstanding. So hopefully he can bring something to the club.
Yeah, 2.2 million Rangers spent on him from Sheffield Wednesday. We spoke to a Sheffield-based journalist who told us on the show a couple of weeks ago that he feels that will be a real bargain. The only reason Rangers got him for that price was because Sheffield Wednesday have their own financial issues with their owner. Certainly at the moment, you know, half an appearance in looks like a smart piece of business. Rangers fans or Russell Martin will be hoping that that's just a sign of things to come, and that at 21 years old that he can not only continue to do that and but develop as well.
Yeah, I think the most important thing there is developing, and then maybe down the line sell him on for big money. That's the model that Rangers going down. I think looking at the present, the fact that he can come on and impact the game looks very direct. As we speak about, he takes a goal so well. That's signs of that Rangers fans want to see. Someone come in and have that instant impact. It's not always been like that over the last few years, so he was a real positive.
Well, thank you to Colin. 01419511025 on the phones. While you get your calls in, I'll tell you about this. Clyde One. Make me a winner. Yeah, have a good think at the moment. What would you buy with over £500,000 in your bank account? Because that could be you at the end of this week. You can enter for your chance to win £544,000. To get 100 entries into the draw, text BANK to 61025. Text for £10 plus your standard network rate. Or for one entry, text YES to 61025. Text for £250 plus your standard network rate. Or you can call 03434 269 340. Calls are also charged at the standard rate. It's over 18s only, online entry. And all the rules for this Rayo Network competition are at makemeawinner.com. .co.uk. Lines close at 5 o'clock on Friday, so if you want to get involved, make sure you do not miss that deadline. And if you get the call, all you need to do is answer your phone. Simple as that, and £544,000 will be in your bank account in time for the weekend. So for your chance to win £544,000, text YES to 61025 now.
01419511025. This is Scottish football's league leader, Clyde. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Into the final part of tonight's Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Scott Allen with me, Andrew McLean in the studio. Still time to get your calls in. 0141 951 1025. Richie is a Rangers fan in Cardonald. Richie, what stood out to you last night?
I hope we were all right, but I know I've heard tonight, and I've also seen on social media a lot of Rangers fans not happy about stuff. Maybe regarding the players that started, my point is you need to remember there's still players to come into that starting 11, i.e. like Dessers, Agamani, a couple of the other new signings and stuff like that. So I don't think we should be worried too much, but I think they should wait and no judge just on that starting 11.
Yeah, that certainly wasn't Rangers' strongest 11. I think that's fair to say. You look at some of the players that came off the bench, some that weren't available. But even at that, Russell Martin was saying 2 days ago that the squad will still look very different in, you know, 5 weeks' time when the transfer window shuts. So you'd expect that the starting 11 from last night's game, there's a good chance that come the start of the season, it won't look anything like that, will it?
Yeah, and it was the same from the first friendly, I think. You got to take all things to account, like I said to the previous caller, that there were so many moving parts in terms of the late arrival of Russell Martin, obviously players in and out, obviously Asgard coming in, who's meant to be a real player. He's obviously been out injured. You look at your two main strikers from last season, top goal scorer in the Scottish Premiership, obviously wasn't fit to start the game. So yes, there's a lot of moving parts, guys coming in, new system, as we've spoke about. So you got to take the positives from it, because it can only get better, it can only improve as time goes on, working on the system, working on the players coming in, hopefully having an impact as well. And obviously you see that appearance from Gassama, who's just finding his feet at the club. You would like to expect more of that and him to develop over the next year or so. So a lot of positives to take from the game.
Out of the ones who didn't start, Richie, who do you think can come in and make the biggest impact? You feel slots into that Russell Martin system and can be a big player?
Well, it definitely is just the usual that we've already seen, like Dessers, Agamani, and then you've got that young boy, I forget his name, the one with dreadlocks.
Taylor Asgard.
Aye, him as well. So there is still a few still to come in. That the players that started last night probably isn't going to be one of the first starters. So I think we should just calm down on being no happy about stuff and try and wait for the players to be obviously match fit.
Yeah, it was one thing that was said before the game, was talked about on last night's show, that if you'd said to any Rangers fan at the end of last season, when there was going to be a takeover and a new manager, that going into the first competitive game of the new season, a crucial Champions League qualifier, that the front three would be 18-year-old Finlay Curtis, Kieran Dowell, that had been on loan at Birmingham City, and Danilo, who's yet to really make a big impact at the club, that fans wouldn't be too inspired. And despite the fact that Rangers still won the game, that point does still stand. Yeah, that I think many people wouldn't expect that front three to, you know, be a common theme going forward, or maybe ever play together again.
Yeah, I'd be very surprised if that was the team for the next game and come the start of the season. Obviously there is players that have been brought in, there will be players still to come in that will obviously slot into that team, but you can only deal with the cards you're dealt. Russell Martin's obviously had to get a tune out of the players he's got fit and available. They've had to make the most out of a pre-season which hasn't been perfect in terms of the structure of it leading into such a big game, but they've came away with a 2-0 win to take over to Greece. Clean sheet with a new back four. Yes, we spoke about it all being right-footed, but you'd imagine a left-sided player would come into that over the next few weeks. So like I said, you can sit and you can judge, you can criticise certain parts of the game, but for where Rangers were in terms of the lead-up to this game, I think it's a fantastic result.
One of the new players that hasn't really been touched on so far, Richie, is Nasser Chega at centre-back. How do you feel he got on? What are your early impressions?
I thought he was alright. There was a couple of things that he'd done wrong, but obviously just being a new player, trying to fit in, and then also in front of that big crowd for a big match, he'd done well enough, but obviously he'll learn as well, being if he's going to be the number one going forward next to Suter.
Well, thank you to Richie. Sorry, just cut you off there. But thank you to Richie. Got a couple of things to get through before the end of the show. One of those is, of course, the sad news that Lisbon Lion, Celtic legend John Fallon, sadly passed away yesterday at the age of 84. Of course, comes not long after the sad passing of John Clark as well, another Lisbon Lion. Gary is a Celtic fan in Blantyre. Gary, sad news.
Yeah, it definitely is. Thanks to Andrew. Hi, Scott. Thanks for taking my call tonight. It actually means more than I'm a regular caller, but I'm really happy to be on the night. I've been fortunate enough that I'm from Blantyre, obviously, as John Fallon was, and his family, the Fallon family, and my family have been friends for long before I was born. So I've been in a privileged position to kind of grow up knowing John. And now, me and his son, Stevie, are really good friends. So just before I go any further, I'd just like to say to Stevie and Thomas and the rest of the family that all of us that drink together and kind of are friends, we're all there for them. And obviously this time, it's obviously a tragic time for the family, but they've got a great support network, and just to let them know we're all here. But in terms of John, the last time I seen John was probably about 18 months ago. I met him in the pub one night, actually. I hadn't seen him for a while, and he was just in great form. Just his normal self, big, outgoing, happy, chappy. That was him away from football. That was the kind of John the man. Now, clearly he was part of a group of players at Celtic whose achievements will never be matched, let's be honest. But not just unmatched by Celtic, unmatched in terms of what they achieved by probably any club in the world and the way they've done it. And for John to have been recognised as the kind of 12th Lion and get his European Cup winners medal a few years ago, it just kind of, it was totally deserved. And I know John was he was held in very high esteem by everybody at Celtic because he was a Lisbon Lion. It's such a sad, tragic event, especially, like you say, just a few weeks after John Clark. Just thanks for the memories, John. And again, Stevie and the family, we're here for you. And we'll get through it. And they'll get through it with the support of a lot of friends and family. And that's not just for the Celtic side of Blantyre. I think Blantyre is a community that are good at coming together in times like this. And it doesn't matter if you're Rangers or Celtic. John Fallon is a son of Blantyre, like a lot is. And he meant a lot to a lot of people. And I think the kind of comments and posts on social media over the last kind of 24 hours or since the news broke just shows exactly what he meant to a lot of people. So, yeah, just that's really all I've got to say, to be honest with you. I don't know what else to say, but just thanks and... thanks for the memories, and yeah, we're sadly missed by a lot of people.
No, well said, Gary. Thank you for phoning in with your memories. When you look at the likes of John Fallon and John Clark as well, what they achieved in the game, for us to be sitting here on this radio show decades later talking about an achievement, is that what every footballer, you know, dreams of, that they'll have a career like that, that will have that lasting impact, that they'll do something, they'll be part of something that, you know, is talked about for decades to come?
Yeah, of course, but there's so many players who that won't happen for, that's such a minority of players who get spoke about in that regard for through the decades. Obviously, you touched on John Clark there, someone I knew very well from my time at Celtic, and had a really good relationship with him. He was always in the building, and was really nice to me when I made the move there. But these guys are obviously legends in at the club of Celtic. They won the European Cup. I think it was a group of players who were all in a certain radius of Glasgow, which is incredible when you really think about it. So it was lovely words there from Gary.
Yeah, thank you for your call, Gary. Just finally, one point that I wanted to touch on before the end was Premier Sports Cup last night. A good win for Motherwell, a couple of goals for Tawanda Maswanisi. Not so good for Kilmarnock, up against Kelty Hearts, ended up losing that bonus point penalty shootout. Another win for Mark Wilson and Partick Thistle. East Kilbride, it had been going well for your new club, but a tough test last night against Inverness.
Yeah, it was Inverness. Obviously well deserving of the win. We were in the game up until the half time, one each, maybe could have went in 2-0, but came out second half and they were clinical. Some fantastic finish. Two wingers for Inverness were really good last night and well deserving of their win.
And that's the thing, you're coming up against a team in the division above, going to be one of the favourites to win League One as well. The fact that you've had good results, good performances so far, it's not the type of result that will leave a bad taste in your mouth like that coffee earlier on.
No, definitely not. Listen, I think sometimes having getting a wee jag like that before the season starts isn't such a bad thing. Obviously, there was a real opportunity there to maybe progress into the next round, but we're just hoping to get all our players back fit and fighting for the start of the season. That's the big thing for us this year, getting promotion.
Yeah, well, there are more games tonight as well. Montrose against Airdrie, as our Beat the Pundit player is away to. Hearts against Dumbarton as well. We'll see if Derek McInnes can continue Hearts' good early season form. But that is all we've got time for tonight. Unfortunately, as I said earlier on, it is the final week of one-hour shows. We're back to 2 hours from next week, so make sure to join us for the rest of this week. And then, of course, next week, building up to the first league week of the season. But thank you for listening in tonight. Thank you for your calls, getting involved on social media and watching on the live stream as well. Thanks to Scott Allen for joining me in the studio. I'll be back tomorrow night. It'll be Gordon DL in that seat over there, and it's Callum Gallagher who's up next.
Super Scoreboard with Call Robert Campers. For camper van rentals you can rely on.